Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shkolim Daf Vav, Shkolim 6. And today's Daf Yomi begin with the Mishnah on the top of Vav Amud Aleph. So it says our Mishnah, Mekanes Mos, if a person who has a limited amount of money and he can't pay it all at once, he doesn't have that coin, so what he does is he gathers together a lot of different coins, and he says, Va'amar Hare Elu L'Shikli, he says, these coins that I gather together, they're going to be for my half shekel that I have to give. And then when he counts up the money, he actually finds that there is actually more than a half a shekel. So under those circumstances, Beis Shammai Omer and Motaran, Beis Shammai says the extra money that he has there goes for Nedava, goes for the voluntary offerings in the temple. It gets transferred to the shofar, the pushka, the charity box, where they collect the extra money for the Ketz HaMizbeach, for the dessert of the altar, where they bring the, so that the korbanos are never, so the Mizbeach is never left empty. And Beis Shammai follows his position where he says that even if a person has a mistake when he consecrates something, it's still going to be a valid consecration. Beis Shammai has that position in Nazir 30b, whereas Beis Hillel says Motaran Chulin. He says the extra money goes for Chulin. It's not considered sacred at all, and it's considered regular money because he never intended to give that extra money, and so therefore the extra money goes for Chulin. However, if when he gathers up the money together, he says, he says, I'm going to bring from this amount of the money, I'm going to bring my half shekel that I'm required to. Since he said the words mehen, from them, then it's like he said explicitly that just a portion of the money will be considered to be the half shekel and the rest will be chulin. So in this circumstance, shavin, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, shamotar chulin, that the extra money is going to be for chulin because he never had in mind to consecrate it at all. Let's say he collects the money and he says, Elu Chatosi. He says, this money which I'm acquiring is going to be for my Chatos. Then Shavin, then both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree, Shamot Mot Sarnadava, that the extra money is going to be for a voluntary offering on the temple. Because there, the Gemara is going to explain this position. The Mishnah is going to explain it. But if he says, She'avi Mehen Chatosi, if he says, I'm going to bring a portion of it for my Chatos, then under those circumstances, everybody would say Shamoser L'chulin, so that the leftovers for chulin. So what's the reason that if he says these are for my chatos, that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that the leftover goes for a voluntary offering? So says Amar Rabbi Shimon, and the Mishnah explains, Rabbi Shimon says, Ma bein shkolim l'chatos, why by a shkolim, by the case of the shekel, does Beis Hillel say the extra money goes, is chulin, is not sacred, whereas by the sin offering, the extra money goes for a voluntary offering on the temple. So what's the distinction? Elashel shkolim yeshel en kitzva, because the Torah says about the shekel, there's a specific amount. Ha'ashir lo yarbev, adal lo yamit mimachatzis ha-shekel. It has to be a half a shekel. And for sure, he didn't intend to give more than what he was obligated. And so therefore, if he gave extra, it was obviously a mistake. But for the lechatos, but for the sin offering, ain lo kitzva, there's no specific amount. There's no value. If he wants to, he could bring a small animal that he purchased for on a discount, and if he wants to, he could bring a fat animal that he got for a lot of money, and so therefore all the extra money is going to go for a voluntary offering. So that's the position of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the reason why Beis Shammai says that if he says these are for my shekel, that the extra goes for a voluntary offering, even by the half shekel? Af l'shkolim eilan kitzva. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that even for the shekel, it's not a fixed amount. Even though it says it's a half a shekel. And the reason is, shekeshaol Yisrael menagoa, when the Jewish people went up in the time of the exile, then the coin was a drakon, that's what they used, and that was worth 2 sela. Hayushokum darkonos, they would bring they would take their darkonos and they would bring them for a half shekel, a coin of a sela, which was a half a darkon. And after this period, when the value of these coins went down, and then the main coin that they used was a sela, chazru l'shkol slime, they would bring for the half shekel a coin of a half a sela, which is like the amount of the Torah. And after this period went down, then the coin went down again, and they started bringing chazru l'shkol tevai, and they would bring the coins that they were called basically generic coins, and that became the amount of the half shekel. And then bikshu Bikshu is called dinar, and they wanted to give a coin that was called a dinar, which is half of a teva, v'lo kibu mehen. Under this position, the rabbi stopped accepting from them because we're the reason is that even this reason why the sages didn't accept it is because it's permitted to add on to the obligation of the Torah according to the coin that they went out on that time, but they're not allowed to lower it. And so therefore, since the dinar was lower than that was than the coin of the Torah, they didn't allow it. And so we see from here that even though the shkolim don't have a fixed amount, because sometimes you're going to give more than your obligation depending upon what the currency of that time was worth. The Gemara then goes into a discussion about the symbolism of the shkolim, that where does the half shekel, the concept of the half shekel, come from. So one position in the Gemara is because they sinned, when it comes to Parshas Kisisa, when it talks about the golden calf, they sinned. Why is it called a half a shekel? Because they sinned in half of the day, meaning to say that when the time of the sixth hour of the day came, that Moshe was late, and so therefore they started to worship the golden calf. That's what Chad Amar Lefisha Chatu B'Machatz Yisayom. They sinned in half of the day. Another approach in the Gemara is Lefisha Chatu B'Sheishos B'Yom Yitnu Machatz Sashekel D'Ava. The Ovid Shita Garmasin. The other explanation is because they sinned at the sixth hour of the day, they bring a half shekel which has six coins which are called the Garmasin. So we see from here the symbolism that the rabbis attached to the concept of the half shekel.